God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Azurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Going to be sharing with you about Lead Me, Follow Me, or Get Out of My Way tonight, and so much more. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Appreciate you being with me here. You can find us on Facebook as well, Do Not Keep Silent. You can also find The Way Forward is Back. I encourage you, friends, as we get started, to truly pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance and consider what this following quote from Oswald Chambers really means in the big picture. Friends, Oswald Chambers states there is only one thing that God wants of us, and that is our unconditional surrender. Now, I know during this time, you know, in July here, it's hard to hear about surrender, but we're talking about as an individual, what is God calling us to do? What is he calling us to do for the kingdom of God? Oswald Chambers is encouraging us to consider, how do we live the life that God has given to us? I admit that it can be hard to do this. Because, friends, instead of surrendering to God, so many people want their own way and do their own thing. And, friends, people want to, well, force others to do what they want them to do as well. So it's hard to surrender, but we're talking about surrendering to God. We're not talking about surrendering to other people, but surrendering to God and doing his ways. Friends, again, so many people want their own way and do their own thing, yet in his actions toward us, God is there being patient, grace-filled with us, and being self-controlled. Grace-filled. Let's just break that down a bit. In the day we're living in, so many people take this word love, say, well, we need to love others and give grace to others. When what they're really saying is we should accept sinful action. Well, no. We need to love and be grace-filled, yes, but allow people to, well, reap the just consequences of their choices. Being grace-filled in it, allowing them to live through the pain. Maybe it's even yourself. I want you to just think about it for a moment. We're living in, well, a very fluent society, even affluent society. So many people today think, well, we're just hurting so bad. We're not doing so well. Friends, like it or not, we are still living in an amazing country. Friends, I understand that fuel prices, other prices are going up through the roof. However, at least right as of now, for the most part, you're still able to afford that. Friends, through God's grace, you're not, straight up, you're not dead yet. The just consequences of our sin, friends, is death, disease, and dying. If you're still breathing, God has given you grace. Since God is love, we see this in 1 John 4:8. For instance, God is love. We can easily, logically conclude that allowing people to go their own way, to make their own mistakes, to allow them to live out their God-given free will and even to sin, Though I will admit God doesn't want us to sin. By allowing them to live out their free will, their God-given free will, and then receive their natural law consequences instituted by this loving creator who is God, who is Jesus. I'll get to that later on. Yeah, before we get to that, John 1, I've shared this in the past, but I encourage you to go read John 1, 1 through 4 or 5, drop down to verse 14, and Colossians 1, 15 through 18, we're going to dig into that. Not this half hour, but later on sometime. Friends, loving is what God wants us to do to others, and God is totally loving to us. It seems so many people struggle with this idea. People want to take the place of God in others' lives, and they don't even realize it. I call it the God complex, the state of fallen man. Friends, we want to sin, but in essence, we want to control things that, well, we're not called to control. God is God. We are not. Dear friends, as I continue on here, where in your life are you wanting others who are adults to surrender unconditionally to what you desire? Not to God's desire, but to your own. Do you know someone who tries to control others through their offended feelings to manipulate another person to believe and do what they want that person to do? Friends, we need to understand that we are not God, and that more times than not, one's feelings of offense really are nothing more than, well, selfishness. As I started out the program with a quote from, yes, General George S. Patton Jr., "Lead me, follow me, or get out of my way." At first glance, this quote may seem harsh or rash, but friends, it's really not, at least in my opinion. It's very honest and quite selfless if one is really willing to consider what I'm about to share tonight. I'll dig into that in just a bit. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
It really is quite easy to understand the phrase and concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We live in a sinful world, though, which in and of itself makes living this out difficult, because so many people today seem to be unwilling to be responsible for their own actions. Friends, without life, there is no liberty. Without liberty, there is no pursuit of happiness. People can live out liberty all they want until they snuff out or trample on someone else's life. To dig more into this idea and this concept, go find our blog post titled Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, The Order Matters, today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And I do encourage you to go find that writing about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. It'll take you to the blog, and then you click into the search bar there. You yourself can type right in there, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The order matters. Other bloggers, well, they'll come up. Had this blog going on for quite a while now. But you'll be able to find this writing, again, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. The Order Matters. And I'd just like to dig into that a little bit and then get right back to what I was sharing from that patent quote. Friends, if we take these in reverse order, I think we can really begin to understand this phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Friends, people can pursue happiness all they want, but once they trample on someone else's liberty in the pursuit of that happiness, then they are wrong. For instance, if someone is pursuing what makes them happy and all of a sudden causes themselves serious pain, injury, or they contract some disease, well, then they cannot force another person to then pay for the consequences they caused upon themselves. For example, if someone chooses to smoke cigarettes, have consensual sex with many different people, or take illegal drugs in their pursuit of happiness, and they want to do that, well, then they cannot force someone else to pay for the medical bills when they reap the just rewards from natural law that, well, they deserve. If they did force another person to pay for their bills, well, friends, they would be trampling on another person's right to liberty and how they choose to live out their lives. I really believe this. This is not hard to understand. Now, it's difficult maybe to receive for some people simply because they don't want to take responsibility. I get that. But this is why I'm all about let's live out our God-given liberty, friends. Because by allowing people to do that and them receiving their just reward, whether it be a consequence or a benefit, that person should learn. Now, can people live out liberty all they want? Well, of course, until they snuff out or trample on someone else's life. I believe a perfect example of this are people who have consensual sex together and then produce a baby inside of the woman. This, friends, is the natural law that Almighty God has put into place. I'm going to dig into this much more later on. Friends, if two people of the opposite sex have sex, a product of that very act could be a child. This is just one reason why there can never be compromise on the matter of taking innocent life. It just cannot be. Why? And those of you whose heads are exploding right now listening to this, please don't shut it off. Friends, people living out liberty and then having an abortion because they don't want or need an inconvenience or having their plans changed, that doesn't work because that person is then saying liberty and the pursuit of happiness trumps life. Friends, regardless if you're going, this man needs to shut up, please just listen. Please just listen to what's being said here. Again, people living out their liberty and then having an abortion because they don't want or need an inconvenience or having their plans change, it doesn't work because that person is then saying liberty and the pursuit of happiness trumps life. Once we as a society fully accept liberty and the pursuit of happiness over someone's life, friends, then no one's life will matter. I know that's sad and it might be hard for some of us to hear, but it is true. So it really is quite easy to understand the phrase and concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We live in a sinful world, which in and of itself makes living out, living this out difficult. Because so many people today seem to be unwilling, to be responsible with their own actions. But friends, before you start pointing fingers or want to throw stones at someone else, and friends, I promise I'm not doing that. Please look at yourself first and examine your life to see where you might be trampling on the God-given rights of others. How are you pursuing happiness while trampling on someone else's liberty? How are you living out your liberty while trampling on someone else's life? Dear friends tuning into this right now, innocent life must be the first and foremost thing that we defend, followed by the right to liberty. And lastly, the right to pursue happiness. The order matters. Without life, there's no liberty. Without life, there is no pursuit of happiness. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I want to get back to this General George S. Patton Jr. quote, "Lead me, follow me, or get out of my way." Again, at first glance, I know that this quote may seem rash or harsh, but it really is anything but harsh, at least in my opinion. I think it's actually very honest and quite selfless. Friends, this might be one of the toughest parts of the takeaway for me regarding this Patton quote. Stay in your lane and know your role. Dear friend, if you're a leader, you know, a boss, employer, teacher, whatever. If not your leader, but if your leader, whoever your leader is, they want you to do something a certain way, I encourage you to do it without complaining. Now, if you think you have a better way to do something and, you know, you want to whine and complain and make excuses about their leadership, friends, hang with me here. Move on to other things and let that leader lead. A follower, you know, student, employee, as a follower, you have a choice to make as well. You see, friends, you're not in a slave relationship. You're not a slave in that relationship at all. You've got a choice. You can make a choice. Remember, if you choose to stay where you're at under someone else's leadership, now, you're making a choice to follow. If you choose to whine and complain to that person, then really, you're nothing more than a rebel and a problem. Now, for those of you tuning in going, "Oh my gosh, it's so mean. Look, I know it stinks. I know." But I do encourage you to think through not just your life, but maybe look at the life of others, their example. Perhaps there's something new on the horizon for you. Friends, if God is calling you to do something and your leader is wanting to go down a different path, well, let them go down their path. Again, General George S. Patton Jr. said, "Lead me, follow me, or get out of my way." So, if you're going to lead me. Let's go. If you're unwilling to lead, if you're unwilling to follow that leadership and, you know, the person above them decides, "You know what, you're a better leader, I'm going to put you there." Okay, great. Then that person can follow you. Or, you know, hey, let's move on. Some people would say, "Well, let's just fight." And as Patton says here, you know, "Get out of my way." Well, I take that as, look, it's time to move on. Simply because that person has, well, they're calling. Friends, it's not about you. Anyway, as we wrap this up, one last thought I'd like you to consider. If a person chooses to not follow God, as long as their actions are not directly negatively impacting another person, I hope you're hearing that. Again, this goes with life, liberty, pursuit of happiness as well. If your actions are not directly impacting another person, at least negatively, well, I encourage you to let them go their way. Could another person be hurt indirectly? Well, More than likely, yes. But that's the result of a sinful world. I mean, isn't it? This is just one reason why I believe what I've shared earlier regarding life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness makes so much sense. Because a person living out their liberty, especially regarding abortion, you are directly impacting a person's life. I mean, directly. It's obvious that you are impacting that other person. So by living out your liberty, and if you're killing another person, well, you're wrong. For me, this just isn't hard to figure out at all. Again, if a person chooses to not follow God, as long as their actions are not directly negatively impacting another person, I truly encourage you to let them go their way. Could, again, a person be hurt indirectly? Probably. Again, but that's the result of living in a sinful world. Consider the rich young ruler, friends. Jesus told him the truth and challenged him to go a certain way. The young man decided to do what he wanted to do and go against God. Other than being selfish, why else would you or I, or anyone for that matter, try to force someone to follow God? Again, let's take a look at Matthew 19. This is regarding the rich young ruler. This rich young ruler comes up to Jesus and asks, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There's only one who is good. If you want to enter in life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" the young man says. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Peter answered him, "We've left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit life, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last shall be first." Friends, I share that with you because, well, the rich young ruler chose to walk away and Jesus didn't go chasing. I'll leave you again with this question. If you're really about following Christ and his example, are you willing to follow his example with the rich young ruler too? Are you willing to allow natural law consequences that God has put into place take effect? This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at do not keep silent. donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. One last thing here to consider before I let you go. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 states, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, loves. Well, it never fails. And that's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I do encourage you, go take some time and read through 1 John 5, 1 through 5, as well as Mark 10, 17 through 27. Go find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Don't be a pushover. And I'll see you next time. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.